Hoot, Nikan.
Hello, friends.
We can't be with you during Iowa Yearly Meeting, so we thought we'd put together a short video just to send our blessings and let you know just a little bit about what's going on here at Meskwonky Friends.
We'd like to share some of our reading that we've been doing, a couple paragraphs. I have one, Mac has one, but I've been reading this book. And in Meet Generation Z, there's a quote about being cultural missionaries. We have become cultural missionaries and act according to that identity. I think we all know what a good missionary would do if dropped in the darkest recesses of the Amazon basin to reach the unreached people group. They would learn the language, try to understand the customs and rituals, and work to translate the scriptures, particularly the message of the gospel, into the indigenous language. When it comes to worship, they would incorporate the musical styles and instruments of the people. They might even attempt to dress more like them. In short, they would try to build every cultural bridge they could into the world of the unreached people group in order to bring Christ to bear.
And that's exactly what Bernie and I've been doing for the last 3 years here at Meskwonky Friends. We've been immersing ourselves in culture. We've been immersing ourselves in Native American ministries. Every opportunity we have, we attempt that. A lot of our friends see us on social media. Though there's Mac and Bernie, they're off in the desert Southwest. And we're having fun serving God, but it's also a tremendous blessing and an education as we continue to move forward. As Bernie was saying, as she was reading, I've also been reading a book called Front Sight Focus. It's 10 phrases the U.S. Navy SEALs use to ensure mission success. One of the chapters that really stood out to me was the phrase, always have a swim buddy. That seems a little silly. How does that pertain to us? Well, we would like to invite you to be our swim buddy. A swim buddy is a person who always has your back. A swim buddy is a person who always looking out for you. Swim buddies always take care of each other and make sure everybody gets back safe and sound. A swim buddy is a person going to help propel you to the next level. These people are legitimately want to see you succeed. They see the future and they want to be part of something special. They are passionate about the possibilities and building success and the terminal objective. A good swim buddy can take on a variety of different roles. A swim buddy may even be the one that introduces you to your next mentor, makes the introduction that provides an opportunity to pitch an idea that will catapult you to the next level. The overall point is this: you should never attempt this alone. You should always have a swim buddy, and that's what we'd like for you to consider being one of our swim buddies.
There's got lots of opportunities that you can serve, and we always try to fit your particular skill set to the needs around here at Meskwonky Friends. We have two building projects coming up, one that I am just thrilled about, which is going to be the kitchen. We're remodeling the kitchen area to be a more common area to help the flow of meal times with the kids. We have been running between 50 to 60 eating here on Wednesday nights, which causes a little chaos when it comes to getting meals to the table, especially when you're dealing with little ones. So we have been approved by our board to start demolition and rebuilding that area. So if that is something that you're interested in, we would love for you to contact us. Contact Mac and he'll start preparing the project.
We have a variety of different projects. As Bernie mentioned, we try to match those up to your skill set. We have projects here on the campus, 35 acres, that are always in need of enhancing. We also have projects out in the community where we could be of assistance.
One is going to be, I'm sure y'all heard us talk about our dear friend Gene, our 93-year-old member here at Meskwonky Friends. Gene needs a ramp built to her stairs at her home. It's quite troubling sometimes in the bad weather to take Jean home and have to see her tread through might be ankle height water and snow. So we'd like to build her an access from the driveway to her home. And there's also the food projects and the art projects.
We're so very, very grateful for the churches that have come beside us as swim buddies to help us with the food program and also the art program. The food program where they prepare the meals is a tremendous savings to us, not only in labor, but also in finances. Same way with the art project. If people assemble these art projects and put them in Ziploc bags, it's a tremendous time savings for us, as well as a cost savings for us. Finally, the project that we're currently working on is Bring the Pack Back. You may not be excited about this, but the fanny pack is back. And so what we're going to do is we're going to assemble some school supplies, and we want to get a fanny pack to give to all of our students and wish them well into the new school year, which is right around the corner.
This has been a huge encouragement to the caretakers of these children. You have to realize that some houses have 8 children going back to school, and you can imagine the expense that those caretakers have at that point. They have expressed how grateful they are for that. So I think we're ready to close. We want to wish you well at the yearly meeting. Remember to love God, love others, and just have a wonderful, wonderful meeting. We're so sorry that we can't be with you, but we are so very blessed to be the mission speakers at Indiana Yearly Meeting.
Thanks so much for your time. Get the bada bin.
We care for you.
Hi. My name is Gary Norton, and I am the Meskwaki Friends Church intern. My home church is Bethel Friends Church in Hugoton, Kansas, and I am a part of Mid-America Yearly Meeting of the Evangelical Friends Church. So, Mac and Bernie, obviously they can't be here, so they asked me to speak in their place, and they asked me to tell you all just kind of what goes on at Meskwaki. And so, for Sunday nights, we have youth group, and Wednesday nights, we have our children's program. They're both out for the summer, but we've had youth events during the summer. We had a slip and slide party that had to be canceled, so we just had a pool party, and we went out on the lake for the high school, and so that was a lot of fun. Our worship services are Saturdays, and so I have been blessed to be able to preach there and to lead our congregation in worship. We also go out into the community. I have had the blessing to lead 2 nursing homes in worship, in hymns, and a short message. So the big thing that we do is we try to get out into the community, and we try to outreach and make as many Native friends as we can, because a lot of them don't feel comfortable going to church because there's such a negative connotation with that in the Meskwaki culture. And so we're doing our best to love them where they're at. And we realize that bringing another person into a church building doesn't save them, and that the relationship with Christ is what sustains us and fulfills us. I'd like to open this up to kind of a question and answer time, if that is good with y'all. Do we have any questions? About 20, I believe. Sorry, the question was, how many people or how many youth do we have on a Sunday night? Around 20, I believe. Okay, do you need some explanation on that? Okay, so basically what we're doing is we have a jar out back there at our table, and so we're asking for a little bit of help with donations, and for $10, like, we buy a fanny pack and we pack it full of school supplies and we give it to one of our kids because, like Bernie had said in the video, some of our families have 8 kids, and so back to school is super expensive for these families. It's a fanny pack. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Bernie had said in the video one for each of our youth, and I don't remember how many that constitutes. Yeah. I believe so. Okay, so I am a college student at Barclay College, Go Bears, and so I see a lot of Barclay graduates. I already feel at home. I'm a missions major, and one of our required classes is called the Missionary Practicum, and so basically we have to go and do a cross-cultural ministry, so basically an internship, for a minimum of 8 weeks. Read a book, do all that, jump through all the hoops, write a couple papers. So I had to do that. Last year, I had met up with Mac at Kaleo Academy, and so we were talking about this, and I wanted to get my missionary practicum done, and I felt like I was ready, and so I started messaging Mac, and I was like, hi, would you need an intern? And so, yeah, we connected, and here I am. My biggest challenge, oh my,
in the ministry,
okay. So my biggest challenge in the ministry is overcoming some of the social obstacles, because the Meskwaki are very different people. And so with other Native Americans, they're a little bit more different. They're a little bit more aloof, and they like to conceal themselves quite a bit more. And so it's difficult for me being the social butterfly extrovert sometimes, because, you know, they'll just, this is hello. That's a whole conversation, just a head nod. And so for me, that's kind of a hard thing, because I'm a huge talker and the Meskwaki really aren't. Do we have any more questions?
What's been your greatest reward?
My greatest reward. Well, I mean, Gene's banana bread's pretty good, right? But seriously, I think the relationships in and of themselves are probably the greatest reward that I'll ever have. Gene, she's 92, and she's this wonderful woman. And she's 3/4 Sioux. She's not Meskwaki, but makes the best banana bread, talks just chatter, 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 chatter all the time. It's always so uplifting to be next to her. Wonderful lady. I have another friend named Noreen Papake, and she is also a wonderful, amazing lady. Miley and Maddox, their mother is going through chemo, and we take care of them whenever she goes to chemo. And so just hanging out with them, like we took them to see The Incredibles 2 with some of our other friends. Their names are Cynthia and Mateo, and they're two children that we love. And yeah, I think those are probably the most rewarding things. Okay. Yes. The big thing with the Meskwaki is there's like, okay, so way back when there were missions, and when I use the air quotes, I mean, they weren't They were so devoid of love and compassion. They would bleach the kids' skin and cut their hair, and they would get smacked if they spoke their native tongue. And so because of that, the Meskwaki and a lot of other Native Americans have this bad view of missions, so you can't even really say the word missions in front of them without them getting up in arms, so you have to be very careful. And so many of the Meskwaki are open to the gospel, and they are open to coming to church. One of the bigger issues is there is quite a bit of just verbal persecution on the settlement, and oh, you're a Christian, gossip, and all of that stuff. Being a Christian just isn't accepted in all of the Meskwaki circles. Did that answer your question, ma'am? I'm sorry, could you restate the question?
But I'm wondering if there's been enough generational change, if they're still going back to the old ways, or are they actually interested? Are new people coming in? Are we just going to stay in self-limited?
Okay. I would say that new people are definitely coming in. You can definitely tell because our youth program is doing great, and our friendly kids program is also doing really well.
And are the children able to get their families to believe that it's okay? Because what I find with the Sioux and the Cheyenne are while the children may be interested in coming, they're getting attention that they don't get otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And so are they able to encourage their families that this Christian people are okay? And are you getting some of the adults to at least be more friendly and participant?
Oh, yeah. My first thought immediately jumps to Miley and Maddox. And I believe very firmly that because of our children's program, we are getting more parents to be like, okay, this is something that we might be able to get behind in the future.
The one thing that I've found always is that our native peoples have become very insecure in their own being. Mm-hmm. And so we try to culturally help them understand us and then to be much more respectful of the older cultures.
Yes.
Are you doing any of that kind of thing over there where you're maybe going out and visiting some of the families and just listening to their story and respecting their ways, of their cultural ways?
Yes. So the big word that you're going to hear whenever you talk with Mac and Bernie is contextual ministry. And that's basically saying that your belief, like, it's taking your culture and saying, okay, this is how the gospel applies. This is where the Bible can step in. We're not trying to kill. One of the older sayings was kill the savage, save the man. Like, we're not wanting to do that. We want to immerse ourselves in the culture, learn a little bit of Meskwaki. It's a very difficult language, let me tell you. But, I went to their cultural center, and we go to the powwow, and we try to continually immerse ourselves in the culture. The nation does have several events throughout the year. Mac and Bernie go. I have not yet had the opportunity, just because of timing, to be able to go to one of these events, but we do native art. You can see, like, one of our kids made a dream catcher, and we put it on our display. One of the big focuses that Bernie is shifting in our youth, or in our Friendly Kids program, is the art, because the Meskwaki are such an artistic people. It seems like they seem to learn better whenever their creativity is piqued. And so we're doing everything that we can to spark that creativity and let those little artists learn and do what they do best. Are there any more questions?
Retreats held there, or weekends, or family reunions, or anything held there?
Yes. So the retreat center that's where I stay, and that's where I live. That's where the work teams stay. And so a work team will come in, stay a week, and that's where they stay. Katie Moran has stayed there this summer, and her husband Carlos. In the aftermath of the Marshalltown tornado last week, we're very fortunate that we have those facilities, because we were able to house some of the workers. And so, yes, those facilities are very well used. Thank you.